Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, January 31st, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The nation's police under attack. Wages rise for workers. Most voters want President Biden to consider all possible nominees for the Supreme Court. The Black Lives Matter organization buys a communist mansion in Canada. Also ahead, do you care about kids? Many of our politicians do not. But first, at least 10 police officers were injured or killed in the line of duty just last week. Two cops died in New York City. Another eight were shot in St. Louis, Houston, Milwaukee, and Kentucky. Homicides nationwide up 44% compared to 2019. The White House blames the violent crime wave on COVID, but it is the insane progressive politicians that are causing the lethal damage. Workers' paychecks across the country rising 4.3% in the fourth quarter. The average wage now stands at $31 an hour, up $1.33 in 1 year. Economists cite the rise of people refusing to go back to work for the higher wages and COVID entitlements provided by the government. They include unemployment benefits, rent relief, food stamps, and more. There are currently 10 million vacant jobs available in the USA. New poll from ABC News says a majority of Americans want the president to pick a Supreme Court nominee based on merit, not skin color. 76% think Mr. Biden should, quote, consider all qualified nominees. Just 23% want him to automatically select a black woman for the bench, which is what he's doing. Does Joe Biden care about what the American people think? Apparently not. The Black Lives Matter organization transferring $8 million to buy a mansion in Toronto. The 10,000-square-foot house was once the headquarters of the Communist Party of Canada. The money comes from donations made to BLM. The group is largely unaccountable as to how it spends the donations. Nobody really knows where all that money is going. In a moment, millions of American children are being hurt by progressive politicians. Right back.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, hurting the kids. In the 1950s, American school children celebrated the coming of summer with a poem. No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks. Today, the dirty looks are cast at traditional grading as much as changed in the nation's public school systems. Progressive policies that harm children are being installed around the country, and few know about it because there's no media coverage. Let's analyze one of the big things, the elimination of grades. According to leftist philosophy, traditional grading is racist because some minority students are deprived and cannot compete with privileged white children. And there is some truth to that. I saw it firsthand while teaching high school in a ghetto north of Miami, Florida. The progressive solution is to eliminate A to F evaluations and replace them with a totally subjective, does the student understand the classwork mandate. That system allows the teacher vast power because there's no specific academic baseline. Also, many schools are under pressure to promote kids even if they don't know anything, and the teachers understand that. Those who embrace this soft academic approach justify it by citing slavery, ongoing societal bias, and anti-American grievance in general. But the real reason so many minority children don't compete well in school is poor parenting. The same goes for white and Native American students. In fact, few children of any race can succeed academically if they live in chaotic homes with parents who do not care about them. That is the truth. And unless the public school system acknowledges that truth, children in terrible circumstances will not prosper. I mean, how could they possibly compete with the white privilege crew? And if young Americans cannot compete, what is likely to happen to them? You don't need a PhD in math to answer that question. The largest school district in the country, New York City, spends more than $28,000 per student each year. Yet most kids cannot master math or English. The average Catholic school spends half that, and those students perform much better academically. Why? Simple. Parents who pay to send their kids to Catholic schools obviously care about academic discipline because that's what most private schools provide. Public schools often do not foster discipline. And now in New York City, classroom attendance is no longer even required for academic evaluation, nor is civil conduct. The cold reality is that progressive educational zealots are setting up deprived kids for lifelong failure. What a colossal mistake. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television each night. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. America is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. Total worth in the USA topped $141 trillion last year and is expected to pass $150 trillion by the end of the decade. So how does all that money break down with the population? Here are the zip codes with the highest incomes in America. Number 10, Naples, Florida. The average household there takes in $800,000 a year. Next, 90210 Beverly Hills, followed by the Chicago suburb of Kenilworth, Illinois. Number 7, Palo Alto, California, Silicon Valley. Folks there average $1 million a year. The sixth spot goes to Medina, Washington. The average home on the outskirts of Seattle sells for $6 million. Top 5, Milneck, New York on the north shore of Long Island, followed by Palm Beach, Florida. Number 3, 94027 Atherton, California, just outside Palo Alto. The area's 5,000 residents earn an average of $1.7 million per person. Second place, 10007, Tribeca, New York. Folks in the lower Manhattan neighborhood average $2 million per household. A condo in Tribeca will set you back at least $4 million, and that's not even a big one. And the wealthiest zip code in America, 33109, Fisher Island, Florida. The tiny community located off the southern tip of Miami Beach. The neighborhood is only accessible by helicopter or private boat. Oprah lived there. Other famous residents include members of the Vanderbilt family, tennis star Andre Agassi, actress Julia Roberts. And this just in, Oprah recently sold her four-bedroom Fisher Island apartment for $20 million. And here's something else you might not know. While the country's wealthiest residents live a lifestyle of luxury, the poorest 20% of U.S. citizens are richer than the average European middle-class person. They have better access to health care and enjoy twice the living space compared to people in France, Germany, and Italy. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.